Last week, Kate Kelly was excommunicated from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church. Kelly was the leader of Ordain Women, an organization that advocates for women to be Mormon priests. David Hyde brings us this update on how Seattle area Mormons reacted to the excommunication.
Last week, I got a chance to interview Seattle Mormon Natalie Kelly. She's no relation to Kate Kelly, but she's also a member of this same group, Ordain Women.
I absolutely believe that women will be ordained into the priesthood someday. There is no way my children's generation is going to pass without that happening. And I think that when that day comes, the excommunication of Kate Kelly and other feminists in previous generations who have been excommunicated is going to haunt the church.
For a different perspective on women's roles in the church, we turn next to Carolyn Suds. Like Natalie, she's also a Seattle-based Mormon. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So Natalie Kelly says she believes the excommunication of Kate Kelly is going to haunt the Mormon church. What do you think?
I really don't think that it will. Maybe for some, but not for the majority of the members of the church, it won't. And she released the letter from her bishop stating why she was excommunicated. You know, she's not just opposing doctrine, she's fundraising, she's proselytizing, and she's leading people away from fundamental church doctrine. I'm sure it was a very hard choice for her bishop. I think it was a very hard thing for everybody.
And the group that she's a member of, it's called Ordain Women. It says that Mormon women should be involved with the priesthood. What's your perspective on that?
As a woman who has held a variety of church leadership positions, I have to say that I have always felt very empowered in those positions and see nothing lacking. My voice is heard and my influence is felt, and I have never felt like I was treated as less than or not respected because of my gender. That being said, I think that Ordain Women, I've read a lot of their stuff, I've tried to find common points with them, and I think they have some good ideas. I think that actually they have been listened to, and some of their ideas have been applied. Now, in this area, you know, a lot of people are liberal. I consider myself very liberal. Most people I know, even if they have sympathy for the group, are saying, I don't support them, but. There's a lot of bitterness there and a lot of emotion, but I think ultimately their voice could do a lot of good, and I'm optimistic that they'll feel a little bit more respected as time goes forward.
Carolyn Suds told David Hyde, if the role of women does evolve in the Mormon church, that change needs to come from revelations to Mormon leadership. Suds says change cannot come from pressures from outside the church.